Manuscript Releases, Volume 12, Numbers 921 to 999. M.R., Number 989. Jesus, Comforter of the Afflicted. We are sorry to learn of your affliction. If we were anywhere within reach, we would visit you. Your daughter has been with us, more or less, for a few weeks. It seems like being at home, having your daughter and Brother Farnsworth, Elders Haskell and Starr, with us. Your daughter has told us of your protracted sickness. We can sympathize with you and pray for you, and this is all that it is in our power to do. Christ said to Nathanael, in answer to his question, How knowest thou me? Before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. John 1, verse 45. We see here that Christ saw Nathanael before Nathanael saw Christ. So it is now. Christ sees his children before they see him. He calls them before they answer him. He has them in his mind before they notice Jesus. How cheerful it is to realize that we have a sympathizing Redeemer who identifies his interests with those of suffering humanity. You may consider him as your physician. He will, and does, give you grace. He will never leave nor forsake you. He will carry you from grace to grace. You need not be anxious. Simply rely upon Jesus Christ, your righteousness, and your sufficiency. Your mind may often be clouded because of pain. Then do not try to think, but just rest and show that you have committed your soul to God as unto a faithful Creator. It is your privilege to show in your weakness and suffering that you do not doubt the love of God toward you, that you know that He is faithful who has promised, and that you trust soul and body in His hands, that He will keep that which is committed to His trust. Let your mind dwell upon the goodness of God, upon the great love wherewith He has loved us, as evidenced in the work of redemption. If he did not love us and consider us of value, then this great sacrifice would not have been made. He is beneficent in mercy and in grace. Let your heart and mind be at rest, like a tired child in the arms of its mother. His everlasting arms are beneath you. In all your afflictions, Jesus is afflicted. What a privilege it is for you, now afflicted, to find a refuge in Jesus. The gospel armor seems too weighty to be borne. Well, Jesus Christ is your armor. Hide in him, and the wicked one will not harass or confuse your faith. Jesus has bequeathed his peace to you, strong in the strength which God supplies through his eternal Son. Praise the Lord that you have felt the cleansing efficacy of the Savior's blood. Upon your soul the Son of Righteousness hath arisen with healing in his wings. How empty and unsatisfying is every earthly thing! But Jesus, the precious Savior, is your spiritual sustenance. He has linked your life with his life. The word of his grace is manna to the believing soul. The precious promises of the word are life, sweetness, and peace. Do not be troubled. Jesus loves you and will care for and bless you. The active, aggressive battle you can no more fight, but you can let Jesus fight it for you. He says to you, Give your case entirely into my hands. Be still and know that I am God. Dear Sister Katie, we hope and pray that the Lord will give you help and strength under the severe taxation that is upon you. That God that saw Nathanael under the fig tree sees you and understands all your griefs and all your sorrows. The Lord Jesus will be your strength in this day of your affliction. These words are very precious unto me. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life. And I will raise him up at the last day. John 6, verse 35-54. Christ explains his meaning. The flesh profiteth not, The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Verse 6. Yes, the word is the living bread. Eat of it daily. It will be a sustaining power to do all that you must do. It will infuse immortal vigor into your soul, perfect your experience, and bring to you those joys which are real and which abide forever. It would be a comfort to you to have your children near you, but if this cannot be, never forget that you have Jesus. In your weariness, in the anxiety you feel as you see your loved one suffering and you cannot relieve him, be assured that Jesus Christ is your ever-present agency in the Holy Spirit to cheer, to sustain, to bless in the varied experience that day by day you are passing through. Bear in mind that Jesus is afflicted in all our afflictions. He became in our behalf a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. You are being brought into profound sympathy with the fellowship of the sufferings of Christ as you are partaking of his sufferings. You will be sharers of his glory, which will be revealed. Let the grasp of your faith become more firm and the measure of your love for Jesus deeper and more abiding.
The Lord permits great trials to come upon his loved ones. He tries them as gold. Now is your opportunity to show that you do trust in your Redeemer, even though in the crucible of affliction. Be cheerful. Let your cheerfulness be seen in your countenance, because you have Jesus by your side to watch with you. You may converse with Jesus. You may say, "The Lord is my helper, I shall not be moved." You may find blessed opportunities to speak to some soul words of courage and sow seed that will spring up and bear fruit. Let all see in whom you place your trust. Our period of toil, my brother, my sister, will soon be at an end. We shall see Jesus and be made like him. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, "What are these which are arrayed in white robes? And whence came they?" And I said unto him, "Sir, thou knowest." And he said to me, "These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. And they shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of water, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes." Revelation 7, verse 13-17. We shall surely see and realize all these blessings. Trust in the Lord, and he will strengthen thy faith. White Estate, Washington, D.C., June 1, 1983.